Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Miriam Saik, with a global telesummit series from Heartache to Joy. We have with us one of our favorite speakers and healers, Virginia Rounds Griffith. We're so excited because today we're going to be talking about how to optimize your thyroid health. I know this is a topic many of you find to be very important, and that's why we're super excited because you guys know Virginia, whenever she is on the show, it's an amazing show. She does tons of work on the show. While on the call, you're going to experience many, many amazing healings. She's going to be doing group, a fantastic group process, and she's going to be working one-on-one with you guys. In the group process, we have the Triple Heart Adrenals and Thymus Clearing Meditation. So your adrenals and thymus glands are part of your endocrine system, which are also very closely affected by your thyroid health and your immune system. In this meditation, Virginia will ask her heart team and yours to cleanse, heal, purify, release, and bring balance to these very important endocrine glands to help with your thyroid health. There are lots of other really amazing and cool things we're going to do on today's call. For example, you're going to discover how mental health issues can be triggered by an imbalanced thyroid. Discover why hair loss, weight gain, foggy brain, and lack of energy is triggered by your malfunctioning thyroid gland. You're also going to learn how body temperature, weight control, emotion, sleep cycle, sex drive, blood pressure, and heart rate are all controlled by the same major hormone that controls our thyroid. Discover how important your endocrine system is as it controls your mood swings, your energy levels, your reproductive system, and so much more. Also, here's something that you may not know. Trauma is linked to your parathyroid glands. How is that affecting you? We're also going to talk about the role of We're going to talk about the role of the Epstein-Barr virus. What is that doing and what does that mean for your thyroid? So many important things we're going to talk about today. And don't forget, we are going to do a very important group process together. And this one is where you can actually find out with a very simple technique that Virginia is going to teach us. And you will be able to find out right on this call by applying this technique if whether or not you have a thyroid issue. It's a really simple technique, and I believe you're going to need a glass of water and a mirror. And then Virginia is going to tell us what we need to do, and we'll find out if we actually have a thyroid issue. Of course, if you connect on her in one of the one-on-one calls, that too, she will be able to give you a reading. Now, those of you that may not have heard Virginia before on our show, she is, in her own words, she says, "I work globally with thousands of clients as a medical intuitive and an energy alchemist based in the UK in conjunction with my spiritual heart team of various ascended masters and archangels and, of course, through God, Source, Holy Spirit, and Mother Earth. It is with the help of my heart team that I'm able to do what I do, and my why is in this incarnation is to be of service to all sentient beings on our planet in every way I possibly can." I want to give you guys a heads up because her package offering, which is a really powerful package, opened over the weekend, and she only has room for 50 sessions, one-on-one sessions, because she's extremely busy. She was kind enough to open up 50 spots for us, and almost 15 or 20 of those were gone by the time we opened this call. So there's just a little bit over half left. So make sure that you take advantage of that if you resonate with her. All right, Virginia, my dear, welcome back to the show. Always, always great to have you here with us.
No, thank you so much, Yvonne. It's always a pleasure to work with the From Heartache to Joy team and also your community. I feel like, you know, this is my home because I've been here for some time now. I started out in the summits with you, and I just find that your summits are absolutely extraordinary. They are they are filled with heart. They help so many people. And I know by the amount of people that you've got on, that come on your calls, that are part of your community, they all just love being part of this community. Thank you so much.
It's so awesome. Thank you so much, my dear. We love you. And, of course, we love our community members, too. They are responsible for what From Heartache to Joy today is. So
indeed,
I'm very grateful for you and for everybody else. So let's jump right in. Now, what I want to start with, because that's what a lot of people are facing these days, is stress. So I want to talk about how stress contributes to the devastation of the thyroid or maybe even the entire endocrine system, and how fatigue also is linked to this.
Indeed. So, you know, we don't realize, Yvonne, how much stress we carry. And I'm not sure whether I spoke about this before, but say before the pandemic started, the stress levels of my clients would be around about what I considered high, around about 85-87%. Now, almost everyone is in the 90 plus space of stress levels. Okay? That is how much that we're all undergoing from the pandemic, from this new way of living, because that's basically what we're being taken out of our comfort zone. And as a consequence, we don't adapt very well to change, because that's the human condition. It's part of what we are. It's what happens to us as we go through life. Change is inevitable, but it's the thing that we all resist so much. Whereas if you just go with the flow, it makes so much difference to us as we go through our lives. So stress, it impacts on our mental health. Stress impacts on our physicality, on our physiological health. And it impacts, of course, as we know, on our emotional health. And, you know, we are emotional beings. So one of the things that I've found with the thyroid, it's all about emotions. When I first came into this field, I wasn't aware how much stress and emotions were and had a huge impact on the thyroid issue. But now I have discovered that, because every one of my clients has a correlation between stress and, of course, stress impacts on emotions and thyroid. Always those three things go together. And, you know, stress, when we go into fight or flight, our adrenals throw out the cortisol, throw out adrenaline, and these impact on, they make our body acidic, okay? They acidify your body. That means that your body then becomes more susceptible to disease and so on and on. So it's just like this great big never-ending catch-22, this cycle, you know, the stress, emotions, that impacts then the adrenalines. And, of course, the adrenal glands become impacted as well, as does the thyroid when it comes to fatigue. So this is just keeps going around and around, the same thing, triggering off the other. And until such time as the hormones are brought back into place, things like the Epstein-Barr are, you know, taken into consideration. Trauma impacts hugely on the stress that we undergo, as well as the impact it has on our thyroid glands. It's just, as I said, it's this catch-22. It keeps going around and around until such time as we take it in hand, because we're so stressed at the moment. No one's really taking any notice of what's going on with their health. They know they're not feeling the best. They know they're feeling tired. They know that their well-being isn't as it should be. but they don't understand how and where to go to find out how to bring this back into balance. So one of the very first things I would say would be to get your hormones back into balance, which of course has to do with the endocrine system and the thyroid, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. I hope that makes sense.
Beautiful. Wow. Yeah. Yes, it makes perfect sense. And a lot of questions on our webcast. And let me see, because we have a lot of people are talking about the medication they take for the T3 and T4 hormones. So we have little known issues with the T3 hormone, and they can be responsible for much of the malfunctioning of the thyroid. Let's talk a little bit about that, please.
Certainly. Now, we have what is known, that it's becoming prevalent now, that what's called the reverse T3, right? Now, reverse T3, the T4 is the very first part of those TSH, which is the thyroid sensitizing hormones that's made through the hypothalamus. Then it drops down and it becomes T4. That's what the body makes, T4 of that TSH. Then it becomes T3. Now, it's the T3 that the thyroid needs hugely to be able to balance and to be working well, and you know, everything, the thyroid is just perfect. But of course, what happens is, with now here's where the reverse T3 comes into play, and guess what triggers it? Stress, trauma, toxins, infections, kidney or liver dysfunctions, and also our calorie intake has to be if you have a low calorie intake, that's also affecting your, it's called reverse T3 now, is what they call it. And so the more of that that you have, the lower your normal T3 goes, and therefore the higher your impact on your thyroid in a negative way. So yes, that's what happens with this reverse T3 hormone. Now there's an MP3 in there now that is targeted for the reverse T3 to bring the T3 back into balance, basically. So that's what happens. It really comes back down to stress, trauma again, the things that I was speaking about before.
Oh.
All of this is interlinked, you know, all interlinked.
So we're giving our body what it doesn't need, or what we shouldn't be giving it, and we're not giving it what we should be giving it. Because, frankly, the essential mineral that our body actually craves for is in short supply in our food. And this mineral is imperative for healthy thyroid function, right?
Oh, yes.
We're talking about iodine. And that's,
indeed,
as you just told me, it's like, yeah, it's we don't have it in enough supply in our food.
No, absolutely not. In fact, that's the one mineral we don't make it in our bodies, that the iodine needs. I'm sorry, the thyroid needs. It's hungry. In fact, our bodies are hungry for iodine. Do you know that in the before penicillin came on board? So the average American got 800 micrograms of iodine in their diet. Now, since 1995, they're only getting 1995, probably now even less. Is 135 micrograms. So it's that was an 83% decline between 1940 and 1995. The Japanese, on the other hand, consume 89 times more iodine than Americans do. And as a consequence, they have less cancer. Yes. Yeah. So what does iodine do? My goodness. It's necessary for the body's tissues, including the breast, the pancreas, the brain, the stomach, the adrenal glands, the skin, your salivary glands, and your cerebrospinal fluid. And that's just one of the many things. The body is thirsty for iodine, and it's not getting enough. Iodine deficiency can lead to so many dysfunctions in our bodies, including dry mouth, dry skin, reduced alertness, brain fog, fibromyalgia. Interesting, isn't it? Because these are all the things that they wish to tell. Yeah, that happens when you have a problem with your thyroid. Fibrocystic breasts, and so much. Yeah. So including the breast, the prostate, and ovaries as well. So all of this, the body's so hungry. Do you know, once upon a time, when I say once upon a time, I'm going back at least a couple of hundred years. Iodine was used as a cure-all for everything because they didn't have penicillin, right? So they used to use it as a cure-all for everything. And the old people knew how essential iodine was for healing and keeping the body in balance. And a really interesting thing, I was talking to my husband about this, and he's an ex-army person. He said they used to have iodine in their rations when they went, wherever they went to. They had to have iodine because they knew they weren't getting it in the foods. Okay, so iodine, very, very, very precious, and everything that the thyroid needs to be healthy, and the rest of the body, the tissues in the body need iodine in a huge way, but it's just been so ignored. And it has a bad rap because somewhere along the line between 1940 and I think it was 1960, there was a negative paper that came out about it. But, you know, for all that factor, iodine is really needed by the body. I take it. I put it on my hand. You know, I put it on my wrist. And I absorb it through my wrist, and it goes into the bloodstream that way. That's my way of taking it. Yeah. But I also don't take it. Once I've taken my, I usually ask my team whether I should keep taking it, you know, or not. So, but there's a lot of information out there on the web about iodine, and it's really, really coming to the fore now because people are realizing how much is needed by our bodies. Yeah.
Beautiful. And that's the thing that you guys on today's call, you're going to be able to find out, are you getting what you should be getting for your body? And are you not? Are you giving your body what you should not be giving your body? And how to get your thyroid to optimal health? So we're going to start talking about, we're going to start actually doing the one-on-one scans. Now, just so you guys know, Virginia is one of the best human scans available. I mean, she is so accurate. It's amazing. When it comes to Medical Intuitive, she's really amazing. And so she's going to do those short mini one-on-ones. And we are also going to do, we were going to teach a process where people could figure it out on their own by using this technique to see if they have a thyroid issue. So let's do that one first.
Sure. Before we do that, Iram, I just want to say that it's now being realized that the tests that people are having for their thyroids, it's totally inadequate. Science, this is new research.
Uh-huh.
So they're realizing that. And I know this because the amount of people that said to me, oh, but I've had a test and it's come back negative. I said, well, don't take any notice of it because I know I pick it up each time. And so just letting everybody know that if you've had a test, believe you me, it's probably wrong. Okay. I'm not saying everybody's wrong. I'm saying it's probably wrong. Oh, and before we carry on, I just want to say one more thing because this is such a huge topic. Iran, do you realize how many children have a thyroid issue?
I can imagine.
It is horrific. I come across it all the time. And the thing is, parents don't know. We don't. How do you know? Unless you get somebody like me to diagnose it, or you take your child to the doctor. And, of course, the doctor's not going to say, oh, your child has got a thyroid issue, because you don't really expect that in children, right? So some of the symptoms are either short stature or slow growth. They might have rough, dry skin. They may be very intolerant to cold. Some children, you know, they don't like a cold. Fatigue is one of the biggest things. Fatigue, bruising, easy bruising. And some children have delayed puberty as well, which can be another issue. I remember a client in New Zealand, and she said to me, you know, my son is so lazy. She said, I don't know what's wrong with him. He's always lazing around. And, you know, we expect that from teenagers, right? That's what they do. I'm sure you understand. And so I said, look, let me just check on his stuff and on his thyroid endocrine. Sure enough, he had a real bad case of thyroid issue, hypothyroidism. So we fixed it, and now he's fine. So just for people to be aware that children also can have this issue. Sorry, we can go back now and do some scanning.
Awesome. All right, let's do it. Well, you were going to teach the technique first.
Oh, okay. So what I want is, everybody's got themselves a glass of water and a mirror. So you just put the mirror in front of you, obviously, and then just tip your neck back so that your neck is exposed, and just swallow a little bit of the water. I would sort of hold the swallow if you can, all right? So swallow a little bit of water, looking at yourself in the mirror and just see if you can see a bulge of some kind, or you can feel around your neck. Usually it's below the Adam's apple is where it should be, below the Adam's apple, so towards the bottom third of your throat. And then you can feel around, and there's either a tenderness and or a nodule or a cyst of some kind, which you will find when you do that. So tip your head back, just drink a little bit of water, and then look at yourself in the mirror and or both feel around and see if you have an issue with your throat. And that will tell you if you have an issue or not. It's a really good indicator. Thank you, Ron. Give him about a couple of minutes to figure that out.
So I'm doing it. I don't feel pain or tenderness, but I mean, maybe I just pressed too hard. I felt
like, yeah, don't press hard.
My bone. Okay.
Just tender. Yeah,
so I don't feel it, anything. So I'm okay then.
Well, sometimes what happens is if you can hold the swallow, don't just swallow completely. Hold the swallow and then see.
Hold the swallow, okay.
Yeah.
I don't feel anything. Can you scan me and see? I don't feel anything. I don't know if I'm doing it right.
I think you've got some on your left-hand side, Hiram.
On my left-hand side?
Yeah. There's an issue on your left. This is the thing. It may be subtle at the moment so that it's not so obvious. Do you understand? So small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I now that I'm swallowing, I feel a kind of a constriction.
Yeah. A lot of people have issues
you're right,
in their throats. Yeah, the left side? Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if it's left, but I do feel a constriction now. That's so interesting.
Yeah. It's on the left side.
Wow.
Now. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure. One of the interesting things is that it's really prevalent in North American women, this issue with thyroids. The women in Europe, they don't have this as much. Their percentage is much smaller. It's very interesting, and I'm not sure what that is, whether it's something to do with their food intake, whatever. Because, I mean, stress factor, you know, I don't feel any sort of less than the ladies in North America. But they don't seem to have as much as far as thyroid issues go. Mm.
Maybe in Europe you guys have a better food supply of iodine.
Actually, yeah, that must be it. I can't think of anything else that, you know, short of having to do a survey, as you know, that's a little bit too much. That's what I pick up, that they have less thyroid issues than North America.
All right, so our first caller, I'm just going to go down the list. Our first caller is from Calgary. So 403 area code, you are unmuted.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you both doing this wonderful,
wonderful.
January?
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I'd love to be scanned if I could, Virginia. I've been doing your brain program, which includes the endocrine system, and as well as another program. But I just thought I'd love to get checked if possible.
Yeah, certainly. Who are we speaking with?
This is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley, hi.
Yes,
okay,
good morning.
Hi. Let's have a look at your thyroid here. And I'm picking up your thyroid around about 70%, which is not too bad considering most thyroids.
Okay, so it's working at 70%.
Yes, it's working at 70%.
Beautiful.
But if you I'm not quite sure whether that the brain has the endocrine system MP3s in it.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, and in fact, I just did it yesterday. Yeah. Not even knowing you were going to be on today, so that was good intuition.
Yeah, actually, lovely, because as I scan through now, I'm really liking the feel of it.
Beautiful.
Actually, okay?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much, and all the best to
You're
both
welcome.
Of you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you,
thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Great job. Awesome. All right, so moving on. The next person in line is area code 613. You are on 613.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Diana.
Diana?
It's Diana. Like Anna.
Oh, Diana. Diana. Okay.
Diana.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Are we just scanning, or have you got something special that you want to ask?
Yeah, no, we're just scanning because I do have a lot of those issues and wondering if it's my thyroid.
Yeah. Sure, darling, because I see you've had trauma, is that right?
Oh, yes.
It's almost like a prerequisite.
Yeah.
Because it's emotional, okay? Again, here we come back to the emotions. And let's have a look at your thyroid. I'm getting hypo.
Yeah.
I'm getting that you're it's working at only 50% here, Donna, okay? So, and you say you have the issues of the that were putting up there on the computer. That were up there to do with, do you have hair loss?
I don't have hair loss. I just have weight gain and dry skin and sleeping issues.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would think at this stage that you can get it under control. That would be hugely helpful for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's have a look. So thank you so much for that, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you. And 310 area code, you are next.
Hi, it's Konika.
Hi, Konika.
Hello. Hi, I would just like a scan.
Sure. So, Konika, you've had trauma, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting your thyroid is only working at 40%, Don. That's pretty low. Does that make sense?
Oh, wow. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, again, we have the, and let's have a look at, the stress is pretty high as well. Does that make sense to you, Konika?
Yes.
Yeah. So you can understand that this whole thing is this cycle that's going around and around here that's producing the issues that you are, the symptoms that you're experiencing, which is telling you that your thyroid is not exactly 100% healthy. So I'm just doing some very quick work on your thyroid, and maybe you'll feel... It's better. I've just tweaked your vagus nerve as well, so that. Do you feel a calmness now?
A little bit, yes, I do.
Yeah. So that's. You see, again, the vagus nerve is connected into the trauma, and it sets you up for fight or flight, and takes you. You know, means that you're not completely calm, because that's what the thyroid will do. And then in conjunction with the adrenals and going into fight or flight or anxiety of any kind, all of this stuff is interacting with itself and interacting again with the thyroid. Remember, I talked about how the emotions trigger the thyroid.
Oh.
That feels really good for me now. For me, your energy has come right back down. and there's more calmness. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Thank you so much, Lovely.
Thank you.
All right, love. Thank you. And our next person in line is 920 area code. Let me unmute you 1 second. 920, you are unmuted now.
Hi, this is Linda. I'd love a scan. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. There's trauma showing as well.
Oh, God, yes.
And it's sorry, Don. Lord. Yeah. Your thyroid. I'm getting your thyroid sitting at 40% level. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, really low. And do you get tired?
No, I don't get tired too much.
You're lucky.
I don't have a lot of ambition.
So you haven't got much get up and go, you mean?
Yes.
Let's have a look at your adrenals are pretty, your adrenals are fairly drained. So you've been lucky if you're not tired, because your adrenals are telling me on their own that they have an issue. And they actually are also only working at 40%. Okay, so you're very lucky. Somehow or other, you have resources that you're managing to pull on. Looking at and your mitochondria as well. So all of these things come back into your energy matrix. So how your energy works. So
okay.
Yeah. So if you're, are you feeling depleted within all of this at all? Like it's just not quite 100%. Your well-being should be better.
I'm not too bad, really. I mean, I have more ambition than most of my friends. so I do get a lot done. Once in a while I'm a little drained. I haven't been sleeping very well, not lately anyway, so.
That's all coming back into the trauma thing. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, when people are not having as much sleep, and they've had trauma, or they are undergoing trauma. Trauma never goes away, really, unless you actually do something about it, which is very, very difficult, because it's connected into all of your emotions and the endocrine system again. So this will be working out all the time. I always find that sleep is one of the issues. The circadian cycle is not as it should be. And, of course, you know, that's another reason for stress. That's another reason why the body doesn't metabolize well. Because we really need to sleep properly. Sleep is, when you're sleeping, do you know that your brain shrinks to 60% of its size to allow the cerebral spinal fluid to flush out all the toxins in your brain at nighttime?
Yes, I did know that.
Interesting, isn't it? Yeah, so yes, really, very interesting. And then if that's happening, then you can actually function better. Your brain is functioning better, you know, much better. So all the best with that. Thank you very much, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
I very much appreciate it.
Sorry?
Thank you, dear. And see if I have any questions. So let's see if I can find this person. They submitted a request. Well, you didn't raise your hand, dear. This is, let me see if I can find them. If you ever send your number in with a request for a live call, please make sure that you raise your hand. So luckily I've been able to find you, 434 area code.
Yes, that's me.
Hello. Yeah,
hi.
It is. What's your name, dear?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yes, hi. I was hoping that you could do a scan for me.
Sure. Let's have a look. I'm picking up trauma. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm looking at your thyroid. Oh, la la. looking, for me, your thyroid is only working at 50% its capacity. And does that make sense to you, Stephanie?
Yes.
Mm. And are you feeling, do you have anxiety?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I've really learned how to manage it, but it will show itself when I'm not practicing managing it. And I've been taking thyroid medication for since I was a teenager and I'm 60, so.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, if I were you, have you ever been back to have that changed or checked on?
Yeah, I have to have it checked on every year. So the trauma that you're seeing, is that what caused the thyroid to be compromised?
You mean the trauma?
Yes.
Yes, well, the trauma sets you up for stress, doesn't it? It sends you up for anxiety. Yeah, so when you set up for anxiety, it then actually impacts on the endocrine system. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Makes perfect sense. Experiential as well.
Yeah. So all of this is working itself through. So I'm just going to do a little bit of handing here for you. Just, and everybody else on the call too, my experiences. I'm just working on your vagus nerve and bringing it down. You may feel yourself calming down. Did you just feel a shift then, Stephanie, at all? Didn't have
possible.
To?
It's not clear.
Okay. Brilliant. Let's have a look at your stress levels now. From my perspective, your stress levels right at this moment are sitting at about 50%. All right, I'm just going to go back to what it was before when you came on the phone.
Okay.
And it was 90, according to my heart team. So it was pretty high. Would that make sense or not to you?
Yes, I believe it makes sense.
Yeah, so just by doing that little tweak, it's brought it down 40% to the 50% mark. And one of the things I want to say in the package for everybody who's listening, there's one there about stress. There's an MP3 about stress. And this addresses this very thing that we're doing for Stephanie right now. So it brings down your vagus nerve because it's the vagus nerve that makes you anxious. It's jumping up and down in the background. And the other thing that it does too is it means that your digestive system is not working properly. That's what the vagus nerve does. So all the best with that, Stephanie. Yeah.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, my dear. Thank you.
Beautiful. Awesome. Okay. So let me mute you, my dear. And so we have a few questions on the webcast that I want to address.
Sure.
So... So this is from Diana, and she said that she is requesting for a scan because she's been feeling fatigued and she's had a lot of weight gain. And then after the scan, if you can recommend a package, that would be great.
Certainly. So I'm looking at Diana now. Ooh la la, she's got a lot. She's had a lot of trauma picking up really, really strongly in her. And she's hypothalamic. Oh, she's got hyperthyroidism, which of course means that her thyroid isn't working well, that T3 is not functioning the way it's meant to be. And I'm getting definitely B around for her, for Diane.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely
all right.
B. Thank you.
Well, we had... you and I talked about it, about Hashimoto's. So let's talk about that a little bit because this question is from Diana from Spain. And so this is another Diana. thing, is Hashimoto's the same as hypothyroidism, or is the Hashimoto
yes.
actually causing the hypothyroid? And
no, it starts
does she
with
have either of them?
Sorry, Donna, sorry. No, it starts off as hypo because that's in its later stages, and then if it's not corrected, then it becomes Hashimoto's. And let's have a look at Diana. And she definitely has, I don't know whether she's been diagnosed with Hashimoto's or not, but she's definitely got those symptoms of an underperforming thyroid, which is basically what it is. And let's have a look. I'm getting package B for Diana. Thank you, Iran.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So this message is from Joanne Sabato. And she said... She said, I believe I was on that first call that Virginia did with you, and I purchased the thyroid package back then. I did the package with Fidelity, and my thyroid numbers changed, and my medication was reduced to half. Yay. Every other package that Virginia has brought forth results, and her guides are the real deal, and they over-deliver. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And she's requesting, she said, Virginia, could you please scan my thyroid and parathyroid to see where they stand right now? Love to you, and thank you so much.
Oh, Joanne, she's such a honey. Thank you so much for those lovely, kind words, girl. So when I scan her parathyroid, and parathyroid's lovely and clear, because it's usually the parathyroid that will tell me if someone's got trauma every time, right? So her parathyroid is clear, and I'm looking at her thyroid itself. And I'm getting her thyroid is actually at 95%. So it's lovely. And
woo!
I know. It's
beautiful.
Thank you, Joanne, for
great
bringing this
job,
in.
Great job, my dear.
Oh, it's amazing. Well, you know, that from Candace, which was on the order join now the page and again it's incredible how she had Hashimoto's and then she decided to take herself off the medication because she didn't think it was making any difference for her, and in that was 2 years ago, and since that time that she and I have been working together, it's gone, like all her levels are back in the normal range. So she's really thrilled. I'm really thrilled. And this is what can happen
when you work and you actually target.
Yes. Yeah. This is what can
happen. Let's actually take everybody to the page so they can see it. So let's go to orderjoynow.com/Virginia21. Orderjoynow.com/Virginia and then the number 21. Or press the special offer link. And what a beautiful page. I love this banner. And your lovely face there. Looks like you have wings behind your head. How cool is that? I love that. Okay. So this is the first one we have is Candace, who actually did the blood test before and after doing the program. And look at how amazing her results are, that without medication, her blood test, the levels are within normal range. This is so cool.
Absolutely.
And you can see the results of other people. All of these are real people with real results. And you can read these. We didn't even get to talk about the Epstein-Barr virus, how that also plays a role. Yeah, so let's talk about the package, and then you can talk about what other elements that we didn't get to talk about in the call. I want you to talk about the package, please. And I want to remind everybody that as far as package B is concerned, we started out with only 50. When we started the call, we had already sold out of, like, I think 20, and then we have, I don't know how many left, so 30 left. and we won't have more after that. So make sure, if that's what you want, that you jump in very quickly. So, Virginia, let's talk about package A and B.
Yes, certainly, Iran. So the very first MP3, of course, is all targeted at the Epstein-Barr, because the Epstein-Barr is underlying a lot of issues to do with metabolic disturbances in the body, and that includes what happens is the endocrine gland, the hypothalamus, which actually makes the T4, is where the TSH comes down to make the T4, it strides. It has one foot in the central nervous system and it has one foot in the endocrine system. And what happens with Epstein-Barr, which starts off as mononucleosis, which I know a lot of young people have had. You usually pick it up somewhere between 16 and 26 when we start experimenting with sexual, kissing, and that's why it's called a kissing disease. So it becomes mononucleosis to start with, and then as it gets worse because it's not addressed, and it can lie dormant in the body for a long time. But what happens, and guess what it feeds on? It feeds on stress, all right? So it loves stress, and it gets stronger. Every time we go into stress, it gets stronger, and when it gets stronger, it's making our symptoms worse. So this is why you have this, it's almost like a volcano effect. So this particular one is all about the addressing that Epstein-Barr.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is all about the thyroid. It's about really balancing out the thyroid the thyroid hormones to bring the thyroid back into balance. But then, of course, as we know, there's all these other factors that are involved. So one of them is stress. So the next one down is all about stress. And I've included in that, as I already talked about, the vagus nerve. I've included in it grounding, because it's really important that we ground. When we're not grounded, it means that we're confused. Everything is just not working well in our lives. So there's a lot that's embedded in these MP3s that I would like people to understand. The next MP3, of course, is about the reverse T3 thyroid hormone, which is what we spoke about, and to bring the balances back into proportion so it's not affecting the thyroid gland the way it is. Nodule cyst tumors. Now, these happen all the time on the thyroid. I remember when I had a cyst once upon a time when I was much younger, and I had no idea what it was. And it was painful, I can tell you, hugely painful, and set up fever and all kinds of things. So these nodules, cysts, and tumors are all very, very much alive in and can happen to our thyroids, either left or right. We talk about the parathyroid from Joanne. And this, of course, is the four little glands that lie behind the thyroid. And they are linked to the trauma in our brain via a peptide. So that's what triggers the trauma in the parathyroid. And the chronic fatigue, of course, now we're working with the adrenal system when we're working with the chronic fatigue to clear and reboot the brain and the central nervous system. Again, we spoke about how the hypothalamus has a leg in both camps. And when we talk about Epstein-Barr, the Epstein-Barr is the one that controls the central nervous system. That's what it wants to do. It gets the hold of the central nervous system, and then it really plays havoc in our neurological functioning. Vitamins and supplements. I love this one because we need all the vitamins and supplements that we can handle, and especially vitamin C or ascorbic acid for thyroid issues and Epstein-Barr. And we know how important vitamin C is, and vitamin D is becoming very, very important, especially with COVID and the likes of that. And that's all of the MP3s. And then we have the 90-minute healing, remote healing, which is every Monday morning from my country in the UK. I do a process whereby this is cleared for everyone. And that starts on the 15th of February. And then we have two 45-minute group sessions. And the first one is on the 15th again of February. And the next one is, sorry, I beg your pardon, the first one is on the, let's have a look here, the 14th, and then the second one is on the 21st, I beg your pardon, of February. So, and the first one will address the hormones, okay? in the glands. We'll address those. And then the second one will be a Q&A. So, yeah, thank you very much. That's basically the program very, very quickly.
Awesome. Beautiful. And so you have the package A right now at $147, which is an awesome price, guys. And we have package B with, I think, less than 30 spots left. So whichever one works for you, I can tell you either one from what you've heard, you know, from people that have worked with Virginia, and we get a feedback all the time from Virginia's clients, people that have bought the different programs. You can't go wrong. And I think everybody needs to work on their thyroid. I mean, at least package A is essential.
Yes.
Because we got to, yes. I mean, you know, it was so funny, Virginia, when a lot of people were making these funny memes about kicking 2020, you know, in the butt. And it's like, goodbye, 2020. We were so sick of you and whatever. And I was like, yeah, well, how do you know that 2021 is not going to bring more stress? You know, maybe we'll be looking
absolutely.
At, and sure enough, 3 weeks into 2021, and it's like, yeah, I already missed 2020, because it's another doozy for a lot of people. And I can tell you, every single week, this is like week three, right? Almost four weeks. And every single week I have had news of somebody close to me or somebody who is close to me and their loved one dying. Every single week I've had that.
Oh,
so it's like this year has started off with a lot of shakeup, you know. Again, it's like don't just, you know, we're being called forth to understand that future predictability, as we were so used to doing and being comfortable with the algorithms that our brains ran, right? Like, oh yeah, I can predict the future, no problem. And that's really being brought up to question now. Like, yeah, you thought you could predict the future? Well, think again. And really, I think
certainly.
It's a beautiful thing, frankly, Virginia. I think it's a beautiful thing because we are being reminded how to have faith again, you know, how to trust again, how to get comfortable with uncertainty. And it's going to create beautiful resilience, and it's going to make us much, much stronger than before. So it's almost.
Oops, she disappeared.
She'll be back. I think her call just dropped, Virginia. She'll be right back, I'm
sure. No, well, no worries on, No, but she's quite right, you know, about how this is a totally different way of being. You know, the rug has just been pulled out from underneath our feet, and we have to find ways going within to find the resilience and the majesty of who we are to go forth and to create a new an exciting way forward for all of us, through the heart, I might add. Are you back with us, Mom?
I am. What did I miss?
You just
forget,
got caught up.
You know, when I'm calling, because I have to call long distance from Pakistan, but it automatically cuts off after 60 minutes, which is usually 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Anyway, I got all excited that I was talking about what I had realized, that it's a shakedown, right? It's like a shakedown of nature. And it is truly, in a way, survival of the fittest, because I believe there's a brave and bold new world coming, and we are being called to really, really develop those gifts that have been lying dormant, and we got to get stronger, simple as that. Emotionally resilient, physically resilient, and mentally resilient. And spiritually resilient. And spiritually, It's. I mean, look at what is going on in the spiritual world. It's like, oh, my goodness. This is, and I love it. I frankly just love it. 2000, 2019 was very hard for me, but 2020 and then hopefully 2021 are going to be interesting, very interesting. So,
you can put that word in inverted commas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, because, you know, I want to be cognizant of the fact that there are some people that are still in a lot of emotional pain. And my heart goes out to them, you know.
Yeah.
I had to do some meditation work on the suffering of the families that I was just telling you about. I mean, they were very tragic, tragic stories, each of them.
Yeah.
And I had to actually do work on myself because I was like, this is too much, you know, they're suffering. And then, of course, I had to question. So here am I saying this shouldn't have happened. Well, is that really true? It happened. So who am I to say it shouldn't have happened, you know? So anyway.
Indeed, yeah.
But,
yeah, you're right.
Right. So this is where we are really being made to question some of the belief systems that no longer serve us. And that might have gone hidden or out of view for a while. And now they're really being brought up. I want to read a comment again from Joanne Sabato. And she said, thanks so much, Virginia. Just so that the audience knows, this is so sweet of her to share this with all of you. She said that I have had significant trauma in my life in the past. And I actually used the parathyroid MP3 on loop extensively when I did the package. So a true testament that this works. Also wanted to mention that I was experiencing very frequent bouts of herpes. And after doing the Epstein-Barr MP3, I haven't had an episode for over 2, maybe even 3 years. I lost track because it all stopped. So much gratitude to you and your guides. Oh, that is so cool. I love that, Joanne. I mean, look at that.
Oh,
that is such a testament.
Amazing.
So, yes. Yeah, there
that's
is
thank you.
No better testimonial than from someone who has actually used your work and have benefited from it. So, yeah, guys, remember, I'm going to announce the link again, orderjoynow.com/Virginia21. So beautiful. Okay, so what we want to do now, maybe since we did mention the Epstein-Barr virus, I think we want to, now that we do the scans, we should be looking for that as well, because that's something which when you and I did the initial call, I remember when, I can't remember the number you had told me then, but it was alarming. Majority of people at that time hadn't even heard of the Epstein-Barr virus, and then it was turning out that pretty much everyone had it. And now I think a lot of people do know, many books have come out on this virus, and now they understand it. But when you started talking about it, many people hadn't heard. And then when we did the scans, pretty much everyone had it. It was crazy. So
that's so true. That's true. I'm glad that you remember that because I completely because it is a member of the herpes family, absolutely, and we don't realize it. And it's destructive. It's really destructive.
Lower everybody's hands. I'm just going to let them know, and then you can say, because we need to give them a little bit of time. I lowered everybody's hands, and if you want to get a scan for the Epstein-Barr virus, please raise your hand by pressing star 2. So you were going to say something, Virginia?
I was just going to say that, just to let everybody know, you know, like a brief synopsis about this Epstein-Barr, is that almost 9 people out of 10 adults have this, and they don't even know. That's how... It's another epidemic all on its own, but it's silent, it's quiet, and it's just working in the background. But it's responsible for, you know, as I said before, it loves the stress. It eats the stress, and it becomes stronger. Mm. And, of course, every time that we have a stressful incident, it comes to the fore, and it makes our stressful incident even worse than before. It used to be called the Gissing disease, was what I was said before, and also was known as, what was that other thing? Glandular fever. Remember, I don't know if anybody remembered it as glandular fever. So that's in its early stage when it's in mononucleosis. It has, from my understanding, it's got about 4 different stages. And by the time it gets to the fourth stage, you don't really want to have it there because it's working on your central nervous system. It's taking it over slowly. So, yeah, that's what it does.
Wow. Wow. All right, so let's we have about 20 people that immediately raised their hands. Could you please pick a number for me?
Number 2.
All right, number 2 is area code 519. You are on.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
This is Jan.
Hi, Jan.
So, yeah, I wonder if you could do a scan for me. I have been struggling with Epstein-Barr / mono for 4 or 5 years. I do have hypothyroid, and I'm on thyroid medication and have been for lots of years.
Yeah. And you've also got trauma, haven't you? You've had trauma.
Yeah.
So all of these things, they interconnect with each other. And let's have a look at you. Well, you're on thyroid medication, you said. Have you noticed any change since you've had it, been taking it?
Well, I've been taking it for decades. And about 3 years ago, I did some healing with my thyroid. And my thyroid went from hypo to hyper. And I lost over half of my hair. And then I was able to get it back to being balanced to the hypo. And, you know, my hair is fine now, but that was pretty frightening.
That would have been traumatic for you, for a start.
Yeah. Very, very traumatic.
So, you know, for all the fact that you are on medication, I'm still getting on your thyroid only working at 50%, Bobby. Okay.
Yeah.
It comes all back to emotional stuff. If you can get your emotions under control, and you can get that Epstein-Barr under control, then you're halfway there to getting yourself in a wonderful place of balance. All right.
Yeah.
I would definitely get the B package. All right, because you're needing it. And I would suggest anyone that's got Epstein-Barr get the B package if you can, because this is much more serious than, you know, even though thyroid issues are serious, with the Epstein-Barr thrown into the package, it's even more so. Does that make sense, Jan?
Yeah, I did already buy the B package.
Thank you, darling. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
All right, my dear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll wait till we connect. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. And let's do a couple of more calls in Epstein-Barr. Can you give me another number, please?
Sure. Number 10. Let's go for number 10.
And we do have the group process still left. So remember, we're going to do that too. So 631 area code, you are on.
Hello, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
How are you?
Hi, Karen.
I was wondering if you could check in on my Epstein-Barr. I have been told that I had it in the past. I have struggled with it.
Yeah. Just, you know, from my perspective, Donna, they say they've had it in the past, but it lies dormant, and then it comes back out when we are unstressed. Okay? And yes, it's there. All right, I can't tell you that you already know that. And again, there's trauma showing,
Yes.
So I pick up trauma, and I'm looking at your thyroid. Do you have an issue with your thyroid that you know about?
Yeah, I'm on thyroid medicine for hyperthyroid. Hypo, I mean.
Yeah, so... the majority of people have hypo, right? That's the majority of people. Hyper is not as much. It's much less because for what it's worth, a lot of people, you can tell when someone's got hypo as well because they're very highly strung and live on their nerves, et cetera. Whereas hypo takes the complete opposite thing. You're more, you know, less anxious to do things. You're kind of more lethargic. Does that make sense?
Totally. Unfortunately, yes.
So sorry. Okay. Let's have a look at this, the state of your thyroid. I'm picking up at 60%. So even though you're on the thyroid medication, interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it still hasn't balanced it to where it should be. And it must be because you're not feeling, you know, you're not jumping out of your skin, are you?
No. I have...
Feeling full of energy, I mean. No.
Right, I have...
Go ahead.
I do have issues with low energy, a lot of ambition, but I can't seem to get the get up and go to do.
Yeah.
Issues with my weight.
That's typical of this whole, yeah, everything, yeah.
Yep.
So I would definitely recommend Package B, Dharma, if you can. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much
for being here, and it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dharma. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. All right. Let's take one more call, and then we're going to do the group process. So give me one more number, please.
Mm, 17.
All right, number 17, New York, 212 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hi.
212's gone off.
Okay. All right, so let me move on to...
18. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to 18, and that number was area code 805. You are unmuted now.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, hi, Virginia.
Hi.
I was wondering if you could just scan me.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, certainly.
Go ahead, honey.
I was just wondering if you could scan me.
What's your name? Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Athena. Athena?
Athena?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Okay, as in the goddess. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so you are aware that you have Epstein-Barr, is that right?
No.
Hello, Athena. Do you know that you... you do have Epstein-Barr. Okay.
No,
I think it was delay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's Epstein-Barr showing. And also, have you been diagnosed with a thyroid issue?
No. No, I haven't.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. Okay, well, you do have a thyroid issue, darling, okay? And looking at... from my perspective, your thyroid is only showing as 60%, all right? You're only working... It's only working at 60% capacity. And I also pick up trauma. Does that make sense?
I kind of stuff down, so I don't know if I or I don't know if I'm affected by trauma. I think I let things go, but maybe not.
No, sweetheart, I'm picking it up in your parathyroid and also in the part of the brain that holds the trauma. All right, a lot of times we don't want to acknowledge it, or we think that we have dealt with it, but we haven't. And that's only the mind telling you that. The body's doing something else. I would suggest Package B.
Okay.
Package B. So
okay.
Thank you very much. Sorry?
I said thank you.
B, darling, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Athena.
Thank you, B. Thank you, Virginia. Bye-bye. Thank you, Erin.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm sorry there was a delay. You're so welcome. Right, there was some kind of a delay in the audio. So you're very welcome. And I'm lowering all hands again.
It's difficult.
What we're going to do now. Yeah. What we're going to do now is, as promised, we have a group process for you guys that Virginia is going to lead us through. And when we are done with the group process, because there are a lot of, I know there are people have questions regarding which package is going to be best for me, I have lowered all hands already. And those of you that have questions regarding package, whether it's a question you have that you want clarity on, or you just want to ask Virginia to scan you and give you a package recommendation, then, only then, please raise your hand, because that's all she's going to answer now. So you can press star 2 to raise your hand. And when we're done with the group process, we will start unmuting those people. So, Virginia, tell us about this process. I did announce earlier that this is the triple heart adrenals and thymus clearing meditation. So I'm going to mute myself, and I'll join in with the rest of the group.
Can I, hang on, Valen, hang on. Can I just say something? I changed it. It's now the thymus and the immune system. I'm targeting the immune system, all right, because this is
okay,
important.
Okay, beautiful.
The adrenals we can address.
I think that's even better.
Another time.
I love it.
Yeah. So
okay, cool.
I'm just going to, thank you. So everybody get themselves nice and comfortable and just close your eyes and cross your hands over your chest area, the center of your chest. Remembering that this is your sacred heart center. Underneath your crossed hands lies a beautiful space which encompasses the place where your sacred heart lies. Now I'm going to click my fingers, and when I do, it will mean that we invoke the triple heart. Now, the triple heart connects you to the source heart and the source of Mother Earth's heart, and your own heart. So I will click my fingers now, which connects you from your heart center. It instantaneously opens your beautiful heart center, and it connects with the heart of Source and the heart of Mother Earth. And at the same time, I want you to see your grounding roots also go down to connect with Mother Earth, her heart. And there's a beautiful golden shaft that comes down all the way from the center of the source heart to your own heart, down to Mother Earth. So all the three hearts are connected with this beautiful golden shaft. And we are also going to call in your own heart teams, and particularly your higher self, to help in this healing process. Now, it is most important that each and every person is fully grounded throughout this exercise. So when we finish, that this exercise then becomes manifest for you in your daily life. I want you to feel the sweetness of this energy that you are immersed in, remembering that this is the energy of the triple heart, not of Source, your own beautiful heart, and the heart of Mother. I want you to feel now this energy expand all the way outside you, around, above and below, so that you are totally encompassed as in a golden bubble. So you are surrounded by this beautiful golden bubble. Now I want you to see and feel a ball of golden liquid light come down via your crown chakra, coming down, and as it does so, this ball of liquid light is spinning and sparkling, and it's alive with cleansing energy and unconditional love. So it's starting now at the top of your crown, spinning and sparkling, and ready to cleanse, heal, purify, release, and balance all energies that are not of love throughout your entire divine energy matrix, as well as this ball of pure light now spins and cleanses down and saturates all of the mucous membranes in your nose and in your throat. It's saturating. That means that it's cleansing all of those parts as it's coming through to your nose and your throat, the mucous membranes, including your tonsils, which are a big part of your immune system. Spinning and cleansing all the way down into your thymus gland, which lies between your lungs and under your collarbone. So the thymus lies right there. So that's cleansing, healing, purifying, releasing, and balancing, spinning and sparkling out all the energies that need to be released from your thymus gland now. Spinning and cleansing through the whole of your spleen and your lymphatic system, which is all part of your immune system. Again, this includes all the mucous membranes in and around your groin, in and around your digestive system, and in and around your bladder. You see this beautiful, sparkling, spinning, white, pure light spinning through the whole of your torso, coming all the way down into your digestive system, into your pelvic area, into your groin area, cleansing the bladder, all the parts of you that are connected into the immune system, being cleansed right now with this spinning, sparkling, beautiful ball of white light. And lastly, and most importantly, we ask for a thorough spinning out and cleansing of the bone marrow in your physical matrix to enable the highest vibration and frequency of bone marrow, perfectly balanced, perfectly healthy, to produce the necessary blood cells for optimum levels for a 100% working immune system. For everyone on this call and anyone that will be on the replay. See that all now spinning, sparkling through your blood marrow now, releasing any issues that need to be taken away that are stopping your bone marrow from being 100% perfect to give you the highest vibration of immunity that your body needs at this time. So that white, beautiful, pure light that's been spinning all the way down through the center of you, all the way out into your torso, through every part of your immune system, and including your beautiful blood marrow. Now, after all the spinning and cleansing has been accomplished, we see that pure ball of light now journey up underneath your hands into your heart center. And we ask that it takes residence there for you to use in any other area of healing that you need when you call upon it to do so. This is your own pure light of energy that you can use in any healing issue that you need. Now, to now see and feel the golden bubble start to retract inwards from outside of you and back into the shaft as it runs all the way down through you. We give gratitude, love, and thanks to the source of all that is. and receive the energy returned to the heart of Source, giving gratitude, love, and thanks to our beautiful Mother Earth, and we see her energy return to her heart, and the grounding cord goes down with her. Give gratitude, love, and thanks to yourself for being the instrument of your healing through your higher self, and for being the instrument of being such an incredible and beautiful soul. And so let it be written. So let it be done. So it is. Thank you, Yvonne. Just come back into the room, everyone, when you feel, when you're feeling like the energy is moving through you. Yeah, through your arms and your legs, bringing energy all the way back, bringing you back into this present moment, fully grounded and ready to face your day, whatever that may be. Whew. How are you feeling, lovely?
Lovely. Thank you. Lovely. Beautiful.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're so cute. You get,
So,
really
we
interesting
have some
thing right now,
questions.
Iran. What?
What, my dear? What, honey?
Yeah, go ahead. No, 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 it's all right. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Go for the packages. It's all right.
Okay, because I just saw the number of hands raised and I just went, oh my God, okay. We don't have that much time, so we're going to need to move fast. So, area code 504, you are on.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful.
That's
good. Thank you.
I was just wanting to know the package. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's your name, honey?
Package.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ari.
Sure. Ari?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Is your name Ari? Don't worry.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Donna. Here. I get package B, Donna, okay?
Okay.
I get Epstein-Barr. Yeah, I'll get package B for you. All right. All the best. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. And
you're welcome, Dan. Thank you.
Next one in line is area code 212. And let me unmute you. And here you go. 212.
Hi, Erin.
You're on.
Hi,
here.
Virginia.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Julene. How are you?
Hello, Dan.
Hi, I just want to see
good.
What package
thank you.
You think would be good for me.
I get package A, sweetie, okay?
Really? Oh, my goodness. That's good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Pat. No worries.
Yeah,
thank you.
You get so much in package A. That package A is packed full of value. So, yeah. And it's still at a very good price. So, why
it
not?
It is. It is, indeed.
All right. 619 area code. You are on.
Hi, this is Diane.
Hello. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
Hi, Diane.
I would like to know which package.
Hi, Diane. I'll get package B for you, darling.
B? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah.
That was quick. That one just kind of jumped out. Package B. All right. All right. Next one in line is... Yeah, I know. I know you well enough by now. All right. 650 area code, you are on.
Hi, this is Mary. And I was wondering
I'm sorry.
If you had...
Your voice is very muffled, honey. Say that again. What's
oh, sorry.
Your name?
Let's see.
Is that better? Much better, thank you.
Oh, good.
Yes.
My name is Lori, and I'm just checking to see if I had any thyroid or Epstein-Barr issues.
in need of either package.
I get a package B for you, my dear. Yes, I do pick up thyroid issues.
Thyroid issues? Okay.
Did I say package A? Sorry, I meant package A.
No, you said package. B. But okay, A. All right.
Package A.
And just
okay.
So you know, Virginia.
No, I meant,
honey.
It's A. It's actually A.
Yeah. So Lori, A for you. I did sign up myself and my daughters for package A. Now, I should get a session with you, Virginia? just making sure I don't forget about myself.
I think that you should get a B, Emma. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I will set up my appointment with you for sure. Okay. All right, 210
okay.
Area code,
yes,
you are on.
Thank you.
Hello.
210.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Many, many thanks and blessing for this short session. And I want some more scanning.
You're so welcome. And what's your name, honey?
It is Corazon.
Say that again?
Corazon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Corazon.
And I didn't think you were going to select me. This is awesome.
Oh, you're so cute.
I'll get package B for you, Corazon. Okay.
Awesome. I will order it.
Beautiful. All right, love. Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn.
All right. The next person is 647 area code. And you are unmuted now.
Hi. My name's Violeta, and I would like to know what package should I buy.
Violeta, I'm getting B, darling.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, and all of you guys
you,
that are getting
You're
package
welcome.
Bs, yeah, make sure you get them fast because once the replay goes out, those are going to be gone pretty quickly. So 918 area code, you are next, and you're unmuted now.
Hello, this is Elena. I would love a scan. Thank you.
Hi, Elena. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
I'm getting you pretty clear. You're pretty clear, aren't you? Let's have a look at your thyroid. Say again.
Oh, I would be surprised.
Elena?
Yes.
You know, I'm not talking about thyroid. I mean trauma-wise.
Okay.
This is a really bad connection. Sorry, your thyroid, what, darling?
No. I've had some nodules.
Elena?
Yes.
I can hear her, Virginia.
Yes, no. I mean, pretty clear as in... Oh, can you? Okay, pretty clear as in trauma and that type of thing is what I'm picking up. So let's have a look here. I'm not picking up Epstein-Barr, but I can see that the thyroid is definitely affected. And if you have cysts, as you were saying, nodules, then package B would be really good. You can tell by my voice. I'm picking up, yeah. So package B would be much better for you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you. And
thanks,
the last caller for today is area code 914. You are on now.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello. Hi. Am I on?
Hi.
You are. Virginia. Hi, thank you so much. This is Mary from New York. Hi, Virginia. I've worked with you many times. Thank you. I'm just curious about myself.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, dearest. Happy New Year. Healthy, blessed to all. So I was just wondering where I'm at. I just recently started your brain thing, and I'm not sure. I'm never sure my symptoms of anxiety, depression, and fatigue, are they brain or my thyroid? That's why I figured I don't know. It's just, I'll let you decide.
Yeah, well, you've got the trauma showing, all right, which is in the parathyroid. And then
the
that means almost inevitably the thyroid would have an issue as well.
Okay.
The thyroid.
Okay, so
okay,
it is in the thyroid.
Can you hear me all right, sweetheart?
Yes, a little bit.
Yes,
echoey,
it is.
But I can
yeah.
still hear you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, good.
So do package...
I'm not saying package B to everybody because of... Package B, darling. Yeah, package B. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, very good. Thank you so much to both of you.
Package B, Mary.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Iram, it's, you know,
you're welcome.
Yeah, I just want people to realize that I'm not saying package B because, you know, because I want you all to buy package B. It's not that. It's the fact that I realize and I'm being told by my team package B is what you're needing. That just shows you, Iram, really how so deeply embedded all of these issues are in the people that have, you know, put their hands up. It's really, really quite
absolutely
quite strong, quite prevalent in all
and,
of them.
And it's and it's a testament
yeah.
to
yeah.
yeah what we've been yeah. through yeah. also in these last 2 years or so, that there's a lot of stuff that needs to be cleared
yeah.
up. And I wasn't surprised yeah. when you recommended package B for me, because I mean I get a lot of work done, but hey, there's been a lot of stuff that's been coming up, so why not get all the help that's available? Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
this
is a reminder for those of you
Thank you.
Missed it, the link is orderjoynow.com/Virginia21. Orderjoynow.com/Virginia21, or just press the special offer link that you have been provided. Woo, that was that. We got pretty much everything done. I'm so happy because I thought with the number of people that had raised their hands that we weren't going to be able to get through, but we did. So I'm so excited. Thank goodness for that. All right, my dear,
sure.
We are at the end of our time together. Is there anything, I know you always have such amazing wisdom to share with us, anything else you would like to add? Because people need, you know, we all need some hope, some advice. This is an unprecedented time that the world is going through right now.
Yeah.
So what would you like to share?
It is. Thank you. Iram, you know, if everybody, you know, when I got everyone to cross their hands over the center of their chest area, and I told them that behind their hands lies their sacred heart center, if you go there on a regular basis so that it becomes more a part of who you are, then that really brings you back into the center of you. That helps to ground you and helps you to stop being tossed around by all of the emotional garbage that's going on around you and around the world. That's your center, your place of strength. Go to the center of you, the core of you, the heart of you. Simple as that. You have it within you. It lies right there in the middle of your chest area, your own beautiful sacred heart. So if you can connect to that and then connect with the triple heart, you know, you just are, nothing can sway you off your feet. Nothing can push you over and stop you from being all that you are, the sovereign beings that you are. That's my advice.
I love that.
And you will be
That's
able to get
advice,
through
totally
all of this.
Agree.
It's
yeah.
easier, much, much easier.
Mm. I totally
That's
agree.
Much
that
much
is where our strength
Thank you, my
is.
Dear, as always.
That beautiful
to you.
Sacred heart.
Yeah, and the heart. Mm.
Yes. Thank you, my dear. It was such a pleasure. I am so grateful. So honored to have shared this space with you today, and I want to thank our lovely listeners as well. You guys are so fantastic, so fabulous. I am always amazed at the resilience, at the strength of this amazing community. Thank you so much for being here today, for making FHTJ what it is, and for helping us all making this world a better place, because when you change, we all shift together. So thank you for doing your part. Lots and lots of love to each and every one of you. Bye-bye for now.